PJ Podcast. Sit in.
That's PJ moaning.
I've done well today.
So, okay. Oh, welcome to the podcast. God, you threw that straight in there, didn't you?
Well, it's still moist.
We're on. This is the podcast intro.
I know, but
I haven't even described what you're doing yet.
I think people can guess.
Can you just swallow and tell them what we're doing?
Okay. Intern Pom has kindly just brought in residue Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, thank God. Get to the donut
bit. He's brought in donuts. There's two left. And I've been so good today. I had a Bikram yoga this morning.
What have we got left?
Had a really healthy lunch.
Did you just have this one?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I don't know. It's some delicious.
What's that one?
I think it's jam.
That looks like jam. Do you like jam?
Yeah, I love jam.
Really?
I love scones. Scones and jam.
I would not pick you as a scone jam kind of guy.
I love a scone.
How are you a scone guy?
Raspberry jam or strawberry and cream. That's it. But plain scones. Don't you dare put raisins in them.
What about cheese scones?
No, don't get the savoury scones. You know how headless I get at the airport when they put out the scones and their cheese? Oh, mate, just don't go there.
But how do you live?
I just get by. No. A warm scone is amazing. Or you nuke
mate,
it for 10 minutes.
Knock off that other
10
half.
Seconds. Yeah, is it rude to take a bite out of a raspberry donut and then leave it in the communal box?
Yes.
Yeah, but do it.
Can I rip a bit off? Yeah, I'm going to rip a bit off.
Can you tell me what it's like? Because I might follow up with a bite too.
Oh, she looks like a good jam.
Oh,
hang on. Yeah. You've said the name of the company.
Can you just
so
joining us? Welcome
there.
Back to Donut Gate.
Oh, that's good.
Get is over, it? Get or over can here. I have a nibble?
Give her that. Producer Alex has just joined us.
Yum.
Oh. Yeah, it's podcast. Okay. Mate, what do you think? We're live. Alex comes in thinking we're live going, fuck, guys, you're eating donuts on the air. This is the shittest radio we've ever put to air. What do you think? Try the raspberry. Try the raspberry.
I had a custard filled one before.
Did you get the custard one?
Custard.
Do you like custard, Jace?
I love custard.
I wouldn't pick you as a custard guy either.
Mate,
do you like hot custard?
I'm full of surprises. No. I don't like hot custard.
This jam. This jam tastes like soap.
You just said the company name before.
I love soap.
You said the company name.
I love soapy jam. All good.
I thought it was delicious. Anyway, can we get to what's coming up in the podcast?
Yeah, it was a Monday. Let's just talk about donuts.
Oh, Jesus. No, you've spent your download on us. At least we can do is give you a show. Coming up, PJ has a potential new love interest that you're going to hear about.
We also talked about silent fights.
She's got no idea.
Also, I know. I've got it in front of me.
Right now, inside her mind is just going, donut. Donut.
We talked about two people who got stuck together having sex.
Anyway, you're going to hear it in the podcast. Enjoy, everyone. I've got to go. She's got jam dribbler. She's a mess.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
All right. Something was brought to my attention.
You look way too excited. Get that cheeky look out of your eye.
At the end of last week, it was brought to my attention, PJ's flatmate, crazy fan Amy, works here in the building.
Yes.
And she told us about a guy called Sam, and he had a hall pass list. List, I thought, was a little strong. Normally it's like one person. He actually had a list. Who would be on your list?
I haven't changed since I was at high school. Probably Jake Gyllenhaal, Adam Brody, who plays Seth on the OC, and if we're going to go locally, Jeremy Wells.
Just after one name, but that's fine. A list for you as well. Now, here's the thing.
That's all in jest. Obviously not serious.
Oh, mate, hall pass lists are completely serious.
No, they're not.
And this is the fun bit. On Sam's list was PJ Polly Harding. He was a fan, which means if you and Sam were to hook up, his partner would be cool with it.
I don't know if she's okay with it. I don't know if he's even had the green light.
And I do not want to inflate your head anymore, but a quick reminder, PJ was ahead of Mila Kunis on the list.
That's why it is a mickey take. He obviously is having a laugh.
Come on, Mila Kunis? Don't get me wrong.
I'm as shocked as you. That's why I think this whole thing's a joke and we should just leave it as a joke.
We've got to send you guys
out. We're both in relationships. Nothing can happen.
So what we're planning is a romantic lunch tomorrow. You've got to dress up.
How dress up?
Like nice.
Like a bulger.
Well, no, just be, you've got to think, you're his number one.
Yeah, I've got to live up to the idea.
Don't let him down. If anything.
I'm going to let him down. I know I'm going to let him down.
Oh, I do too. But just if we're going to let him down, not as much. Not as much.
Okay, so wear makeup and look quite feminine.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I can try.
You should ring him and ask him out.
Why do you always do this?
Because no one wants to date me.
Oh God.
Okay, so I'm about to call him up.
What do I say? I don't want to be like, hey, I'm on your hoopers.
No.
I don't even want to bring that up.
Just make him feel special.
Okay.
Like you're his number one.
Not.
So don't make fun out of it.
So what do I say? Hey, Sam, it's PJ here from downstairs. I've seen you around at some of the whip parties before. Just wondering if you're free tomorrow around lunch.
What about it'd be nice to spend some one-on-one time together?
Mate, I don't want to lead the guy on.
He knows that. He knows you're in a relationship. It's more about, put it this way, right? It's about if Jake Gyllenhaal visited the station today.
Yeah,
right?
Which he wouldn't.
But let's say he would.
Okay.
He's promoting a movie, right?
Yeah.
And he said to you, I know you're in a relationship, but can I just take you out for a nice lunch so you can have that moment? That's all
Yeah,
it
I
is.
Guess if it's a lunch, it's not that bad, is
he
it?
He just wants that
just
moment.
Just a lunch.
That's it.
Okay.
I mean, hey. You guys might fall in love over lunch and you need Aussie romance. But at this stage, it's just a lunch. We're calling him next.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
So, if you just join us, we're chatting about Sam.
You're such a troublemaker.
Potentially PJ's future husband.
Oh, my God.
We don't know
Whose side are you on? Are you on Aussie romance's side or Sam from upstairs?
Well, you know, we're coming towards the end of the year. It'd be nice to end on a cliffhanger.
No, Jason.
Will she be single? Will she be not? Come back January to find out. Anyway, Sam works here at the radio station, a totally different part of the building. I don't even know him. But apparently PJ is on his hall pass list. So we thought, look, if he's on her, you know, if she's on his hall pass list, the least we can do, even though you're happily taken, is a nice romantic lunch. Let's give this guy the experience, Paige.
I'm not going to live up to his expectations.
Well, mate, maybe after this he can take you off the list and replace you with like Miranda Kerr and something, but at least he's had that moment. So PJ is about to call him and ask him out on a romantic lunch tomorrow. Romantic-friendly lunch tomorrow. I'm placing the call.
Shit, I'm really nervous.
And tell him you'll meet him like tomorrow at 1 in reception.
Shit.
Romantic.
My chat is the
romantic,
worst. Romantic. My chat is the worst.
Romantic. This is his moment.
Hello, Sam speaking.
Hi, is this Sam from...
Jesus Christ.
Sam from NZB.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, it's PJ here. How are you?
I know, I can hear your velvety voice.
Are you busy at work this afternoon?
Flat out, actually.
Are you?
Nah, I'll make some time for you.
Is Monday quite a busy day in the office?
Not really, just pretend, really. All good. What's happening?
Look, Sam, we've bumped into each other sort of at work parties and stuff, and and I know you work with my flatmate Amy.
Yeah, that's great, yep.
And she always, you know, goes on like, oh, Sam, such a good guy, and you know, and I'm like, oh, I don't really know Sam, so why don't we, get to know each other a little bit better?
Well, you are on the hall pass list, so possibly.
Oh, God. Are you busy tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Just work. What are you thinking? Coffee? Brioche?
Brioche? Hey, what about like a lunch?
A lunch. Okay. Yep. Sounds good.
Just a lunch. Keep it cash.
Just a couple of old mates hanging out.
Yeah, I want to take you out.
Okay, where are we going?
How about we meet at reception at 1 o'clock?
Okay.
Are you free tomorrow?
What's that?
Oh, you wear whatever you want.
Yeah, just casual? Casual formal?
Maybe casual formal, yeah. That's all good.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Sam. I look forward to meeting you properly.
Hey, I'm really excited. See you tomorrow.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.
I repeat, this is why it still surprises me. I'm not single. Never, ever had good game.
That was so awkward.
Ever.
Oh, God. That was a 2-minute phone call. Tomorrow's 1-hour lunch is going to be amazing.
What do I talk about? We're both in relationships. How do you do this?
We're going to film it.
Oh.
We'll record it all. We'll have those amazing moments tomorrow on the show after 5.
ZM's Jason PJ.
This will cheer me up.
Jason PJ sings it.
Oh, you down, mate? You down for a Monday? Monday suck, eh?
Yeah, people have been annoying me today. This
have
will
I
cheer me
annoying?
Up. No, not today. All right, so SingZam, we've changed the rules over the last couple of weeks. We have been mucking around with our favourite app. It's called Speech Jammer. How it works is you wear headphones, you plug them into your iPhone, and as you talk with the app on, it actually gives your speech back maybe like half a second later.
Yeah, it delays it.
And it's really hard to speak, listening to your speech come back to you half a second later.
It's difficult for us to talk on a daily basis, but when this is put in our ears, it is so much harder.
Oh, I swear, you tune into this show going, oh, they're using Speech Jammer. And we weren't. No. We were just having a normal conversation. So we've got intern Pom joining us in studio this afternoon. Hello, Pommy.
Hey, guys.
This is instantly made better with his accent.
Yeah, and also his bald head.
Can you take the head off for
yeah,
a second?
Yeah, no hats inside.
Oh, hat off for the...
I think it actually suits your haircut.
So do I. I think it looks good.
I pull it off.
You look a little bit serial killer, but yeah, it looks good. All right, so you are going to turn on the Speech Jammer app.
Yep.
Put the headphones on, and you're going to sing the lyrics to some of your favourite songs. PJ and I have to jump in if we know what they are.
Yeah.
PJ's very good at this game.
I'm predominantly the winner of this game.
Best out of three? You got three?
Yeah, I got three.
Okay, turn on the Speech Jammer app. Say hi to everyone.
Hey, Gaga, guys.
Oh, no. Here we go. This is great.
Oh, God.
Okay, when you're ready.
Gave you all I had, but you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. You did it. To give me all your love is all I ever asked.
Oh, I know this.
What you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade.
Bruno Mars grenade.
Yeah.
Yes, topical. Topical. His new album's out now.
One to PJ.
24 Karat Magic.
Nil to me. PJ, guess this. It's all over.
Okay.
Now I sound like I'm talking on the Speech Jammer. He's got the shakes too.
I know. Are you okay?
You're right, mate.
Yeah. I'm still getting it back with it far away from me. It's pretty weird.
All right, okay.
All right, song two. Here we go.
Song two. All right.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, cheesy's here, you can take away. I'm a hot air balloon. I could go to space with the air. Like I don't care, baby, take away.
You know,
because I'm happy.
Yes! Yes, I get one. Yes,
at all. Oh. I thought you were just. I literally thought you were just pretending you knew that.
No.
I was like, oh, that's cute, but you got it.
Oh, God.
Damn it. Okay, it's on.
Just when it's in your mind and you're trying to, like, think of it and then you've got old bloody skinhead over there. yarn. You're like, please shut up. Okay. All right, okay. This is it. Whoever gets this,
turn
it's all over.
Ready?
Okay. Oh, that was a good one.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was good.
I'm nervous.
I want to kiss you every minute, every hour, every day. You got me in a spin, but everything is
the darkness. I believe in a thing called love.
Yes.
Amazing!
Okay, you can
skip. Shut up! Amazing!
You're gonna scare people on the roads. Oh. Just pull the brakes.
No, you've
damn
got
it.
No one.
That is my song as well.
I never win these games. I am shit at these games. Oh.
I'm proud of you. You needed that to lift your Monday.
I'm going home.
No, you can't go home.
Oh, mate, play songs for the 6 hours.
We've still got an hour and 6 minutes to go.
I am done.
Well done. Well played, Miles.
I must have been
Paul,
bad.
That was outstanding.
It must have been bad if I was going for long enough for him to figure them out.
I'll take that as a congratulations there.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hey, did you see in the headlines earlier today, an international flight was delayed 5 hours. The pilot had to make an emergency landing after the aircraft toilet became blocked.
I was mortified when I read this story.
The official statement says the lavatory system became clogged with something solid during the flight from Toronto to Pakistan. It was then decided that the flight would divert to Manchester for the convenience of passengers. Now, by the sounds of it, it's something that shouldn't have gone down the toilet has gone down the toilet.
Or something was supposed to go down the toilet was enough to do damage.
No, I mean, if they're saying something solid, then it sounds like, you know.
But here's the thing. When I read the story today.
Maybe a perfume bottle accidentally fell down there.
All six toilets on the plane were out of action because the way it works is something's gone down one toilet.
It's all connected, eh?
And it's all the pipes are connected and it's blocked everything. Now, you're sitting here going, oh, it was something solid, could have been a perfume bottle. Everyone on the plane doesn't know that. All they've seen is this one person go into the toilet.
And then it says out of order.
And then the captain come on and go, because of that guy just used the toilet, everything's blocked and we have to turn this plane around.
Like, mortifying.
And there's nowhere for you to go.
No.
You'd
hope that they'd have some random seat reserved on the flight for that situation where you can just go and hide.
Yeah, mate. On every plane. 29F. 29F is always reserved for the toilet blocker. No, did you?
I'm just saying.
Toilet sound struggling. 29F for you, mate.
It would make it a lot less embarrassing.
Go and sit in the name and shame seat. That's not how it works. But I did read it and I was like, you know, embarrassing things happen to you in your life. That is the one moment you just be like, I'll die
hands
now.
Down. Yep.
I'll die now. Just get rid of me.
Get me in a hole. Hide me.
Get rid of me. I still remember the moment I was in year eight, which is like the first year in high school over in Aussie.
Yeah.
Right? So
it's year nine here.
Like, well, this is impact year. Yep. You need to be seen as someone cool, right? And it was second week of high school and I got off the school bus because it was cooler to catch the bus and someone said, oh, Jason, your mum's walking around looking for you. And I laughed it off. I was like, yeah, sure. And sure enough, she was walking around the school holding a lunchbox because I left my lunch at home. And I'll never forget it. Like, she's walking.
Oh, no, that's not embarrassing. That's cute.
PJ, it isn't. She walked across the oval, asked if anybody knew me. And I remember just walking up to her just going, just go. Please just go.
What she's was like, in your lunchbox?
I don't know. She's like, just take your lunch. And I'm like, and I almost had tears coming down my eyes. I'm just looking like, please just go, Mum. Please just go. Please, please go.
Is this when you had an emo haircut?
I'll never forget it. No, pre-emo. Most embarrassing moment of your
mine,
life.
Mine. I remember I just got my cut lunch at lunchtime at school. I was running through the playground. I just got a hot pie and I put tomato sauce in it. I was running and then I literally tripped on the bark, fell face flat into the pie, tomato sauce all over my face, pie gone.
Is that it?
I mean, but your mum came to lunch with your lunchbox.
To be fair, that had happened to you next Tuesday if we go out for a pie.
But when I was going through puberty, it was a lot more embarrassing.
Yeah, okay, good point. A pie face. Whether it was blocking an airline toilet and having to, to actually reroute a plane. What was the most embarrassing moment from your past that you just cannot shake?
The Jason PJ Podcast.
At the moment, we're talking about what's the most embarrassing moment of your life. And I bet it won't seem like a big thing to other people.
But to you, it is still mortifying till this date.
Oh, it's just, that's it. End of your life. Amelia, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Most embarrassing moment of your life.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I was at primary school. The bell rung. I was playing on the monkey bars.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was wearing this like lovely little dress.
Oh no.
And I would have been about 8, 9 years old. And so the bell rang. I went to jump off the bar and my dress got caught. And I was like left stranded. Hanging from the bar, my neck is showing and all. I was just stranded there stuck.
I know. And you know what?
Did anyone say?
No, everybody had like gone to class, and so then I was just like by myself for like 5 minutes, just yelling like, "Help! Save me!"
Also, then you're weighing it up, going, "Do I call for help? Do I just sit here and die of shame?" It's anything that happens in school.
Oh, it's so
just
much worse than it actually is. Elise, what about you?
Well, I was having pizza at school with all of my friends, and the teacher said to me after finishing my pizza that I should go wash my face. So I go into the toilets and I'm thinking, oh yeah, I must just have like pizza all over my face. And at the time, I had a really bad cold, and I pretty much had snot and boogers all over my face.
That was graphic.
All my friends were laughing at me.
Oh, how old were you?
I was like 12.
I feel like I'm in an episode of Clueless. You know what I mean? You know, we're like, to you,
yeah.
To you, it's a massive thing. Hey, we don't judge. Thank you for your call.
Thanks for your call, Elise.
Josh, save me.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, mate. Most embarrassing moment of your life.
So, was at the high school one day and over the weekend had played a bit of a prank on the family and ended up with a photo of me and my cousin's ass on my phone. So that was all good. Didn't know about that, though, until the next day when I was asked by the teacher to send through a photo of what we'd wrote on the whiteboard that day.
Brilliant.
So yeah, I was doing that, and then as you do on the iPhone, it comes up with the loading spinning wheel, and it's, yep. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Click send, and then I'm going, a couple of minutes later, going, ooh, that's not, I don't think, what I was meant to send.
It's
sure
just,
enough, two minutes later, comes up on the projector with, of course, our writing, and, yep, a photo of my ass.
It's just the worst feeling watching that send.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know it's sending. It's just like, and like the old phones, you could rip the battery out the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I can't do anything about it once it's gone.
No, I hear you, mate. I hear you. G'day, Scotty.
You got it.
Most embarrassing moment of your life, mate?
Well, basically, when I was younger, I was home alone, and my grandma was coming around, but I didn't know that.
Oh,
so, basically, I got caught doing the one thing you don't want your grandma catching you doing.
Oh, Scott. Oh, Scott.
Was it making a sandwich?
It's not making a sandwich. Is it, Scott?
It's definitely not making a sandwich.
It is definitely not making a sandwich.
Did she say anything?
Did she live is more the question. Is she still, like, that wasn't it for her?
She is.
Yeah, right.
Yep, and it's fucking awkward.
Oh! See, it was all good up until that. Mate, you reckon she was mortified at the sandwich. If she's listening to ZM now, I think that was it.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Do you you notice anything different about me?
Oh, I hate it when you do this. Haircut.
No. Why does it look thinning?
No. It looks good today.
Why'd you say it's been cut?
Well, I don't know, because you always get your haircut like every 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, God, it's getting thinner. It's not that.
So often, like, I've got about quite a high percentage of getting it right. New shirt?
Nope. I ironed it, so thanks for noticing.
Jeepers, I don't know.
Okay, so I'll just tell you. Went out for dinner on Saturday night, Lou and I.
You went to the fancy restaurant, didn't you?
Yeah, so like good friends of ours, Brent and Hillary. Brent, it owns the coffee shop, my own coffee shop,
mate. I haven't heard about him in ages.
No, we don't live near the coffee shop anymore, so I don't see him as much. But he's like, hey, get a babysitter, let's all go out for dinner.
Mm.
And he goes, I know this really nice food place, let's go there. This was just on text. Now, you know me, I'm a fussy eater. I know.
You check them online ASAP.
So I'm online, I'm checking the menu. And I was like, okay, God, is there anything safe I can eat? I was going on their Instagram page. It's called, actually, I don't want to say because it's a great little find. And okay. I don't want them getting too busy.
You don't want it to get too popular.
Yeah, no, I'll ring and try and get a booking. Like, I'm sorry, we're booked out.
Leading into it, you said it's one of those places you can't actually change your order.
Can't.
So you can't be fussy and be like, hi, I'd like this.
You saw how freaked out I was on Friday going into it.
Yeah, you were panic stations.
Yeah, so you're not allowed to change anything. It's just how it comes out. And it's very fancy. Like, it was really pretty meals.
Mm. Do they have flowers on the top?
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah, it's got all that sort of stuff as well.
Oh, it is fancy.
Yeah. And so I ordered the beef fillet. Because, you know, that's safe.
Yeah.
And it came with a whole bunch of, you know, weird stuff. A little bit of froth on there. And
froth?
Froth, froth, froth. Little.
What? Like, bone broth?
No, broth. Broth and like little bit. No, there was like froth on there as well. Anyway.
Froth. Okay.
After a few wines, because that's when I'll try something different.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to be a little bit, to try something. And
the froth wasn't enough for you.
Everyone had finished their meals. Everyone's plate was empty except mine, which had beetroot on there. Now, beetroot is something I've just never gone there.
Are you joking?
No, God, no.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it's cold a lot of the time.
Oh, it's cold. It's purple. It comes in a can.
It's so good.
I remember seeing my mum get...
It doesn't have to come in a can. The beetroot doesn't come out of a can, right?
Well, I know that now. When I was a kid, I used to see mum getting out of, like, the home brand can.
So you tried beetroot.
So I had a few wines and everyone was like, aren't you going to eat that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course I'm going to eat that because I thought I don't want to...
Was it cold?
No, it was hot. It was like hot root vegetables on there.
Yeah.
And I've had the beetroot and like I had the smallest bit of beetroot and just a giant piece of meat with it. And I'm like, it's nice. I didn't mind it.
Of course you wouldn't mind it.
I actually liked it.
Beetroot is delicious.
I actually liked it. I won't eat it like sliced out of a can.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
What?
You have a phobia of cold foods and most vegetables and a lot of things.
I know what you're scared of.
And it's only because
you
just haven't done it. As soon as you do it, you'll overcome a hurdle.
You're scared like one day in, you know, 50 years' time, I'm about to die. 50's exaggerating. I'm about to die and they're like, what's your final meal? And I'm like, I might have a Caesar salad. And then I'll try it and go, oh, my God, what a waste of my life. I could have been living off Caesar salad all my life.
Beetroot's amazing.
Yeah, well, I've done it now. That's off the list.
Did you get stain fungus?
No, no, no. You use cutlery. It was a nice restaurant, mate. Only you'd use fingers.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
So I want to try and get fit.
And I'm always supportive of this.
Get nicked. I love it. Guy from the night show is working in the other studio. Just as I say I want to get fit, these eyes look up and there's a little smile
He's
and chuckle.
He's in a hysterical fit.
Yeah, a little smile and chuckle. It wasn't a setup for a joke, champ.
No, and you know I'm always supportive of that. I try my best. I do poke a little bit of fun at you sometimes, but
I know
at the end of the day, I'm your mate and I don't want you to, you know, be healthy and happy.
It's
and
become fit. The running joke that I go on about, you know, want to lose weight, want to get thin, you know, and I'm not saying I'm obese or anything, but I'm just not healthy at the moment, right? And I'm committed. Like, it's coming up, you know, body season, summer. I'm not getting this rig out at the moment, you know what I mean? Spa afternoon this Friday.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. So I got to buy a wetsuit. So this morning I was like, hey, you know what? Day one, I'm going for a run.
So good for you.
Yeah, you're going to be impressed. Went for a run around Cornwall Park. Pretty big.
How long?
A couple of Ks.
Crikey.
So I would say it took me, you know, only 35 minutes. Right,
oh, that's fine.
That's all right. And I did the run-walk thing. You know where like you're running.
Oh, like interval training. So you like sprint.
Yeah.
So you sprint and then walk. Like, so between trees and power lines
run,
and stuff.
Run, sprint, very similar word, you know.
So you were jogging.
But I'd run and I'd be like, and then you know when you see like a street pole and you're like, just make it to the pole. When you make it to the pole, you can walk. Like, that's what's saying in your mind. And you're like, gotta get to the pole, gotta get to, oh, here's a pole.
I wish I was present to watch this.
Well, I need you to drive in front of me tomorrow with the hazards on, just like a support car, throwing bottles of water out. So I did it. I was proud of myself. I went home, had half an hour free before I had to jump in the shower, right? Yeah. Sat down, was like, oh, God, I'm hungry.
Yeah, good. As you should.
You know, I've burnt off probably a lot of fat there. So I opened the cupboard and there was a box of shapes. It was barbecue.
Is that your weakness?
Best flavour. I hadn't had it.
Mate, you know what you need to do? You need to remove these items from your house so there's no temptation.
No, Lou had bought them. I didn't buy, and it was the new, like, it was back to the original recipe and it was already open. So I was like, oh.
Did you already open it?
One shape led to another shape, led to another shape. All of a sudden, I'm on the couch, half a box of shapes later, and I'm just like, why? The damage is done. What happened to Fit Man running to try and get to the pole 20 minutes ago?
Look, you started the day. Look, it's better than what you normally would have done. Normally, you'd eat the shapes, but you wouldn't have, you wouldn't have exercised.
Don't try to be half glass full.
I'm trying so hard.
Like, I'm just like, why? Come on, man.
Just take you that food out of the house. You got no temptation to replace it with really healthy foods.
You did the run and then you know.
Make a smoothie.
Thick shake?
Not so much a thick shake.
I want to know if you do pointless exercise. Like, if you went to the gym for 10 minutes and then you left and went to the office and it was Susie's birthday and you hammered half a cake.
I've done a lot of pointless exercise.
Oh, mate. Well, people be like, oh, going out tonight, better go to the gym. They'll go to the gym for 20 minutes and then go out and shove back 40 vodka, lime and sodas. You know what I mean? Full of sugar.
Mate, I honestly, I'm proud of you. You still had the right intention. Yeah, you may have got a little bit distracted by the shapes, but you're still going in the
right. Why am I lying? It was 3/4 of a box. Even when I was driving to work, I'm like, just tell her it was half a box. 3/4 is degrading.
Oh, lying.
The Jason PJ podcast.
So we're talking about pointless exercise.
It's never pointless.
Well, you know, when you do a 35-minute run this morning and then come back and slam 3/4 of a box of Arnott shapes, get the plug in case they want to send me another box.
Did they send you them in the first place?
No. Then I would say it's pointless. Do you know what I mean? Are you guilty of this?
Oh, of course I am. I do this all the time. Oh, actually, I went to yoga this morning and I sweated so much from Bikram. And then I got home and my flatmate left some pods on the... But luckily there were only 4 left.
Oh, that's just a tease.
There were only 4 left and I had one.
That is self-control.
I had two.
Well, hang on.
I had 50% of what was in the bag.
You just lied to me. Just like that.
But then I made a smoothie.
You just lied to me. You went, I had one. And then
I can't remember. It was a blurry line. That was so delicious.
Maybe you can't remember you had the whole packet. Nom, 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 nom.
I don't know that much. But yes, I've done this a lot.
All right. Alex is on the air. G'day, Alex. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good, mate. So 0800 dials ZM if you want to join. Do you do pointless exercise?
I don't. Okay, so I'm meant to be getting married and I really want a nice booty. So I was doing like 20 squats and then I gave up and ate ice cream.
Do you
think?
Because you know what I would think.
So much.
If I was you, Alex, I bet this goes through your mind. You go, well, I've got my partner. They love me the way I am, so I'm all good. Well, I might as well be
exactly.
Happy.
Exactly. He tells me that I don't need to, but I'm like, oh, but I just want to.
Yeah. You feel way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but mate, you know, he's got you for how you are, ice cream and all. You know what I mean? You don't need to impress him.
Don't make yourself feel better about this. You are so bad.
And you know what I realised? The times that you do bad exercise, I'm involved because normally you'll come to work and go, mate, I've done a 4K run. I'll go, that's great. Let's go get a caramel slice.
You are the bad influencer. Let's go on to Georgina. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, mate.
I live near One Tree Hill, like right on it.
Oh, yep.
And often you see someone come around the park running, and the second time they come around, you see them, they're holding like an ice cream or a milkshake on the
show. Is this a stitch up?
Georgina, that's where I run, and that's where I buy ice cream.
Seriously?
It's probably me you're watching
it
come running.
It probably is Jason. Does he have orange hair?
Auburn.
No, it's like, because I think I should go for a run, so I sit and watch people run.
Yeah.
And honestly, every third or fourth person that comes around on the weekend, they're holding an ice cream after they go for a run.
I bet you've seen Jason the Max. I bet you $100. Let's go to Brian.
Orange hair.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
We're good, buddy. We're good. What do you do?
Oh, yeah, so I pretty much make sure I'm either soccer training, rock climbing, running, something like that every day, and then I finish my evening normally with at least a whole packet of chocolate biscuits.
Oh, mate, that's fine. You're acting like the Rock during the day. Every day, you're like hanging off a cliff or running on something.
Pretty much. And then I'm just stuffing my face and dunking them in tea.
Chase, you can't say that's all right. Mate, you can't condone eating.
Brian, good for you. But I'm condoning him getting very...
I'm mixing up my enjoyments.
Yeah.
And you food and doing things.
That's a good point. I mean, why are you rock climbing? Just, wearing off a pack
of
Tim Tams.
What you're doing? You're talking your way out of doing exercise tomorrow.
I'm just trying to encourage the nation. If they give up exercise, then I'll look fit.
Hello, Craig.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, buddy.
Good.
What do you do when it comes to pointless exercise, mate?
Well, I play a lot of sport because I don't really like the gym so much. So I play touch. I come home and I usually eat like a full bag of chips. And sometimes about half a loaf of bread with caked on butter on top.
Carbicide right there, mate.
Oh, butter is honestly my weakness.
You've committed it right there. Maybe I should take up a sport, Craig.
You could, mate. It's better than going to the gym. A lot more fun.
Do you find you're tricking yourself into exercise when you do sport?
Definitely.
Yeah.
But you are doing exercise. It's not a matter of like tricking yourself into it.
No, I know. But in your mind, you're going, oh, this is just a game.
This is fun.
Well, I got an idea.
Oh, no.
No, I just thought of it.
What?
Like, you always say you support me, right? Producer
oh,
Alex?
No.
You'd say you support me on a quest to get healthy? Let's all make a sporting team. Together.
No, because I've heard how competitive you get, and you're a nightmare. You're a nightmare on a sports team. I've heard that firsthand.
Yeah, but that's all right. Just run away from me.
I can't if you're on my team.
Yeah, but you're going to outrun the chubby orange hair, dude. So I think we should just... would you be in, Pom? Intern Pom's in, Producer Alex? Like... Sorry?
Chess or something? Or
not chess, like you know, soccer or...
Table tennis.
I just wouldn't want to be around you when we lose.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. No, I'm not on board.
All right, thanks for being supportive, guys. ZM's Jason PJ. When it comes to travelling, I've got several fears. You know how I can be quite dramatic at times?
Yes, you would have to be the most planned traveller I have ever come across.
I never have fears about the plane going down or anything. I just, because airline like travel is actually one of the safest forms of travel. When I go to the baggage carousel and I'm waiting for my bag, I've had several nightmares in my life that my bag is going to bust open. And as I'm waiting, I'll just see my clothes separately coming out on the conveyor belt. I don't know. It's just
That's a weird nightmare.
And if it happened, I wouldn't sit there and go,
so everything's separated?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even claim it was yours, would you? You'd be so embarrassed.
No way. I'd be like...
Because your little straightener would pop out and you'd be like, no mind.
Look at this poor guy, bad underwear, rocking a hair straightener. Don't know whose that is. Everyone will be like, where's your bag? Oh, don't worry. We can just go without it. I'll buy new stuff. So that's a fear. The other one has actually happened to a 16-year-old. He was on a flight from Australia over to LA. It's a long flight. There's 14 hours. He's now suing Virgin Australia because he suffered burns, blisters and scarring to his groin. They dropped hot coffee. So you know when they're passing the tray, and especially you're in the window seat? You know when you're in the window seat and they're passing the food over, someone else in the window seat, you're in the aisle, and they're passing it over you, and you're always like, please don't spill it, it's going to go all
over. I always think it's such a gamble when you hit turbulence and they're like, nah, we're still coming down the aisle. I'm like, wow, this is a risky business.
It's almost like they're bored going, what do you reckon? Will we burn a groin today? It's 14 hours. I mean, let's, we've got to liven up this flight. So the poor guy Yeah, got burns to his inner thighs, his groin. And then if that wasn't bad enough, because he's currently suing them, right?
Yeah.
Obviously court documents and evidence and stuff gets released.
Oh, no.
So now there's a photo of him sitting in the wheelchair at LAX and he's got his pants down. And there he is, like,
oh,
just
the
sitting,
poor dude.
Sitting in his undies while the medics, like, you know, dab around his groin.
So everyone's getting off the flight. And
yeah,
he's
there with his gut out, undies
down.
It's like, mate, if it wasn't bad enough.
Kick him while he's down.
So look, if you are travelling, just
take an extra layer on top.
Yeah, you never know. We're a cricket box. You never know how hot it's going to be.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
So we all came to work today, ready to start another week. Everyone was a little bit calm. I did notice producer Alex. Little bit stressed. Said, how's things at home, mate? Everything all good between you and the missus? Yeah, fine. You know how he gives a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, everything going okay with the flatties? He then proceeded to explain that he is currently in a silent argument with a flatmate. You explained it to PJ how it works.
So I'm in one of these arguments where...
Because how many people in the flat?
The five of us.
Right, five? God.
Yeah,
right.
That's a lot.
Mate, one step away from opening a backpacker. Right, okay, so you got five in the flat?
Yeah. And there's this one particular flatmate who I'm having this little war with over a candle.
Right.
It's the centerpiece on the dining table.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a used candle. It's got the black sort of charcoal around the outside
of
it.
Yeah, that's fine.
It looks a bit rustic. It's kind of cool. We don't actually use it as a candle, but it looks good.
You're right. Going for the lived-in feel.
Correct. Yeah. You look at it and you think, oh, it's a home. They use this place. It's not just a flat.
Someone's got a backup career in interior decorating.
Yeah. Thank you. So every time I put it there, or the first time I put it there, came back the next day, I was like, that's weird. The candle's gone. Didn't think too much of it. Thought maybe someone had moved it,
yep.
Put dinner down or something. Found it in the laundry above the washing machine, tucked up top shelf, out of the way. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. Like, again, didn't think much of it. Put it back. And then it happened a couple of days later. And it's been going on for 3 months
and
now.
And you just slowly shuffle
and
it
I know
back
who it
into
is.
The
This
version.
Is what I don't get, though. Why don't you just call the flatty out? And go, mate, you're moving the rustic candle.
Because.
I'm making a stand.
Yeah. Oh, you know what it is? It's you don't like confrontation. People that
I've
do
done
silent
this before.
Fights.
When Aussie Romance first moved in, this would always happen in the bedroom. Like, he'd put certain things.
Whoa, look at the time, mate. There's kids in the car.
No. Like, in terms of placement of items
in the
bedroom.
Oh, the actual bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like bedroom chat.
Yeah. Right, so he put things, but like, now it's fine. But we used to do that all the time.
Yeah, right. Just don't say, hey, look, you know, we've got a problem at our place. Aussie Romance is putting things in, you know, in the bedroom where he shouldn't be putting things. Like, you got to be very clear, all right?
Intern Pom has that with producer James for the breakfast
what's
show.
What's happening?
Have you guys got conflict?
Like, they share the same computer.
Right.
And one likes one setting one way and one likes the one setting the other way because they both think it works better for them. And so they literally change it back every morning. It takes, 5 minutes to actually change those settings? So
it's a communal workplace, mate.
Yeah, but they've got to have it how they like it.
The Jason PJ podcast.
It seems like everything is a little bit crazy in the world of politics at the moment and Canada being no exception.
Well, we're in political chat.
Well, not really. I don't know if you'd really call it political chat. It's discussing something that has happened in the world of politics. We're not discussing the policies of the politics.
Oh, it's a slippery slope.
It is.
All of a sudden we start discussing what's going on in the political world.
We'll be bipartisan.
Yeah. I know, but just sometimes you and I don't agree on political matters. I'm just don't want to turn into upstairs.
Promise.
Do you know what I mean?
I promise.
All of a sudden I'm doing Jace's Minute online each day. Like, I don't want to be doing that.
A row has blown up in Canadian Parliament over the use of the F word. So
in Parliament?
Yes. So Conservative MP Michelle Rempel, she used it in a sentence. Have a wee listen.
Why does this government treat Alberta like a fart in the room that nobody wants to talk about or acknowledge?
Yeah, that was the F word I was thinking.
Yeah, and so then the Green Party leader was not impressed. Have a listen.
I heard her say a word that I know is distinctly unparliamentary, and I think she may want to withdraw it. The word was F-A-R-T.
You know you've used a naughty word when someone has to spell it out.
Also, it's weird that the Greens are against it. Like, that's probably the most natural thing in Parliament.
It's natural.
Yeah.
That
sounds weird, doesn't it? Hearing them
F-A-R-T.
But just hearing them say fart in Parliament.
Yeah,
it's like, you know when you hear your parents swear? I always find that weird.
Yeah.
I remember, like, once. I can remember once my mum's dropped out the F-bomb.
Did she?
Yeah, and even she got mad at herself.
Was it over something that you did?
No, I just think she heard us kids say it and then it's just slipped out. But she was even in shock. She was like, oh, we're not effing doing that. Janet, you do not use that language in your house.
You loved it. You would have been a field day.
I'm like, mum's having an argument with herself because she accidentally swore. This is hilarious. But yeah, whenever you see your parents swear, you're like, oh, yeah. Ooh.
Not really.
ZM's Jason PJ.
We got to hang out on the weekend together.
We did.
On work time. Ashley Bynes, who I guess you would call her a social media personal trainer.
A Fitzbo star. Yeah.
She's got just short of a mil in followers on Insta. She's got well over a mil on Facebook.
Yeah, she's been touring the world with her tour and killing it. It was crazy in the weekend because we went along to her booty tour and I was completely oblivious to the number of people that get into this.
She's still doing Christchurch Wellington early next year, so you can check her out online, Ashley Bynes website. But like as we arrived at the big function hall where they did it, and because I said I'll meet you there, it was like going to a concert.
Yes.
All these cars parked down the street waiting to get
in. Everyone's so excited.
Yeah, and I met PJ in the car park. She sat in the back seat of my car and ate two hash browns before we went in.
You brought the hash browns. We were still feeling dusty from Thursday night again.
And we got to go in and introduce her and get to know everyone. But it was like thousands of girls sitting there waiting to do a workout and just sprinting into the hall. It was literally like a Bieber concert.
Yeah, it was like Justin Bieber was in the building. It was crazy.
There was just one moment which I think was a little unprofessional on your
Who
part.
Who from?
From you.
What did I do?
So
the hash browns.
So there was two moments that were unprofessional. One, eating hash browns and have hash brown crumbs all over your mouth when introducing a Fitzbo star.
It was
star.
Early.
You know what I mean? The other was we were on stage, right? Thousands of girls in front. They're waiting to meet Ashy. Ashy runs down. She jumps on stage. She's about to do the workout, yeah. Right? She's saying hello to the crowd. We're still standing on stage behind her with microphones. Do you remember what you said to me?
What did I say?
So in the middle of emceeing this professional event, there she is standing right in front of her.
Oh, no.
And you look over at me and you put your microphone down and you just look at me in the eyes and go, I can't stop staring at her ass.
No, I didn't say that.
That's exactly what you
said. She was very toned.
That's exactly what
you said. She was very toned. In fact, if anything, it was just, you know, reinforcing the purpose of the booty tour. And I'm saying it worked.
Do you want them to put that on a poster? Like movie posters. Amazing action film, Empire Magazine. If you go past an Ashley Bynes poster, I can't stop staring at her ass. PJ Harding.
Just being honest.
Big shout out to everyone that went along that we got to meet on Saturday as well. And yeah, like we said, Wellington, Christchurch. She's coming your way next year.
Jason PJ, the podcast. ZM's 24 Carats of Magic. Look
up. What?
We're taking the piss, right?
No, mate, we're not taking the piss.
When I walked into the studio, like I missed a meeting. I walked in the studio and I was just like, what is that hanging in the corner?
It's 24 carat magic.
So we have...
Well, actually, no, it's 24 carats.
So we have 24 gold, apparently carats.
Yep, dangling from ribbon.
Yeah, in the studio. All you have to do, call up, pick a carat. Whatever is attached to that carrot is yours. Could be 24 Mars bars, $24, $240, or instantly a trip to go to Hawaii, the home of Bruno Mars.
Oh, that would be amazing. And it's all thanks to Air New Zealand's Grab a Seat, where you can get cheap flights on the go and download the Grab a Seat app. Make sure you do that today. Hello, Jordane.
Hello.
How's your Monday?
Oh, pretty quiet.
Yeah, right. Jordane, follow us on Snapchat. I'm going to Snapchat these carrots and off the air you can tell me what comes to mind when you see them.
Okay.
I ain't no carrot, I can tell you that right now. All right, 1 to 24, which carrot are you feeling, you know, suits you best?
Number 7.
Okay. Oh, good number. Okay, I'm going to walk over to the Tower of Leaning Carrots.
The giant Tower of Leaning Gold Penis in the studio. Carrot 7. Turn that bad boy around, Paige. What do we got? Instant trip to Hawaii.
You've got Bruno Mars' brand new album, 24 Karat Magic.
Woo-hoo. No Hawaii this time around. Sorry, mate.
Never mind.
Do we send her the carrot?
Yeah. I mean, do you want the carrot, Jordane?
Do you have a partner?
No.
Right.
You guys can keep the carrot.
Okay.
Mate, too far.
You didn't even know what the follow-up question was.
We'll Snapchat a picture right now. Jason PJ's so you can see what we're talking about.
You didn't even know what the follow-up question was. I was just going to say, you could have taken the partner with you to Hawaii. That was the follow-up question, mate.
The Jason PJ Podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Speaking of Selena Gomez, it's been a long few months for her fans, but the wait has finally come to a close. She has made her first professional appearance at the American Music Awards after she took a mental health break from music back in August. Came out last month that she'd been spending some of that break in a rehab centre in Tennessee. And she has been seen out in public a little bit, but this marked her first scheduled appearance since the break, and she looks stunning.
Good for her.
I think that's awesome that she's just raising awareness, you know, around mental health and how it is actually.
It must have been bad, because I can tell you now, I don't know why, but I used to think, oh, maybe rehab centres are really nice. Like, all the celebs like to go. Mm. It's like, you know, are they just going there, putting their feet up for a month because it's going to give them headlines?
Yeah.
But Google Image rehab centre, like, it's not a nice place.
It'd be hectic.
Yeah, for them to go there, it's like they definitely need the help. So good on her.
So, yeah, really hope that she's, you know, made a recovery and she's doing well. But speaking of the American Music Awards, the hosts, Gigi Hadid and Jay Farrow, did not shy away from taking shots at Donald Trump and wife Melania during the open moments of the show. Have a listen to Gigi's impersonation.
I love my husband, President Barack Obama, and our children, Sacha and Malia.
It's cringeworthy.
Like, to her credit,
I love Gigi.
I love Gigi too.
But
her facial expression that she did was quite on the money. Like, she did do that quite well. I don't know, it just seem a little bit forced, doesn't it? Like, it's everywhere in SNL, all these impersonations.
Yeah, but that's like SNL.
That's
SNL. I think you've got to be bloody funny to try and, you know, host a massive award. That time I don't think it paid off. Like, it was pretty cringeworthy.
It was a little bit cringe. That is your Spy. I will bring you more updates from the American Music Awards coming up later in the show. For more Spy, head up to zonline.com.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.